Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I had dinner with a very dear girlfriend of mine last night who was mentioning to me that a friend of a friend just lost their home, and it was a fire that started in the garage. And we get to talking about it, and I said, God, didn't our friend Steve just lose his house in a garage fire? And she starts going down the list of the people we know, mutual friends, that have had this happen. And there have been several in the last year or year and a half. And they've all started, Scott, in the garage. And two of them were faulty wiring in the garage refrigerator. Hmm. And one of them had something to do with a propane tank. And we're trying to get our good friend Jason Rhodes, this spokesman for the Overland Park Fire Department, to call in here in a little bit. As well as one of the victims to call in, because what scared me about this conversation and the reason I want to share it with all of our listeners is that when you think about most people's homes, even if you put a smoke detector in that garage, you are not going to hear that if your master bedroom is on the opposite side of the house. And a lot of homes are constructed that way. Yeah. And one of the things my girlfriend told me last night was that with brand new construction, they are starting to wire the fire alert systems into the home and into the garage in a way that with your house, Scott, and my house, I don't know when your house was built. My house is 30 years old. We don't have that. You would have to go in and retroactively add that. Mm-hmm. But she said, I'm starting to tell everybody. And she said, I called my husband today, that we have to get fire protection and or suppression in the garage, because all of these fires we were talking about happened in the middle of the night. And I was talking to one of my buddies today about it, and he said to me, the problem with our fire, it wasn't the smoke, it wasn't the heat, we did not know. And I'm going to show you a photo of that fire. He said, we heard popping noises, very loud, weird popping noises. And their master, again, is on the other side of the house from that garage. I said to him, when you opened the garage door, what did you see? And he replied to me, had I opened the garage door, I would be dead.
From the backdraft?
Yeah.
Huh. That car that in that picture you just showed me, I don't think that's drivable.
It destroys everything around it. And if you have a split level, what scares me about the garage fire is that the bedrooms are generally above that garage. And so I had you look this up. Like, what is it about the garage fire? Is it that more and more people have that beer fridge in the garage?
You do not apparently want a refrigerator or a freezer. You know, some people put a deep freezer in the garage. A lot of people put the beer fridge in the garage. Listen to this. If the room or the garage is very hot, and keep in mind how hot it's been here lately. Your garage, when you've maybe gone back out into the garage at 7 o'clock at night, it gets very warm in there. It means the compressor on the refrigerator freezer is working almost constantly. When the compressor is working even properly, it gets extremely hot and can cause a fire. Jason Rhodes, the spokesman with the Overland Park Police Department, joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Jason, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm with Overland Park Fire.
So glad to talk to you, Jason Rhodes. It's Dana. I am calling you all day and begging you, I know you're busy, to weigh in a little bit on this. We have had a couple of these in Overland Park, a couple of these out south where I live in Leawood. I'm sure other people, our phones are already ringing with similar stories. What do you tell people to do as far as smoke prevention and fire detection, specifically in the garage?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see a lot of smoke alarms in garages, and that's probably typically for a number of reasons. One, codes don't require smoke alarms in garages generally because it's not a living space. Two, garages are generally built with fire containment in mind. So they use a heavier sheetrock and usually a solid core door leading into the residence. So they're actually built so that should fire occur there, it contains that fire for quite a bit of time, hopefully. Additionally, some of the things that contribute to fires in the garage might be, fire load. You might have people who have a lot of contents there. I think you were talking about electrical issues. It's not uncommon to see, overloaded outlets and things like that in garages. And sometimes it's just human behavior. Sometimes we see garage fires caused by people maybe storing or disposing of spent charcoal from the grill in a non-approved container, or extinguishing their smoking materials in a trash can or something like that. So there's a myriad of causes for those fires. So,
not to put you on the spot, and if you don't know the answer, that's totally fine, Jason, but back on July 11th, there was one of these garage fires, and there was a propane tank in the garage as well. And we have propane tanks in our garage because our grill is in the garage. Do you remember the cause of that fire? Was it the propane tank, or is there any cause yet on that fire?
143rd and Null, by the way.
So I don't know the exact cause of that fire. I'm not sure if the fire cause was determined or not, but I know that our folks would generally recommend against storing propane tanks in your garage. Those would be better stored outside. You can always usually remove those from the grill if need be, but they themselves may not be the fire hazard as far as causing the fire, but certainly they're fuel to the fire if they become involved. So it's just like storing flammables in your garage. If you're going to have flammable liquids in the garage, we would love to see those in a approved cabinet of some sort that contains fire, metal cabinet or something. We'd love to see those, in limited quantities and organized and things like that. So it's just any of those things you can do, those precautionary steps you can take to limit A, the amount of fuel to a fire, and B, reduce causes of fire are going to be very helpful.
Jason Rhodes with the Overland Park Fire Department. Do appreciate the call in. That is the loudest ring I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's the bat phone, Jason. Answer it.
I apologize for that.
You're so fine, my friend.
Had that sound.
Be well.
Be well, buddy. Be well. Do appreciate
he answers
the call.
A lot of media calls. I never thought about the metal cabinet. Think about the things most people have in their garage that are not good if something goes south. Paint.
Yep.
Fuel for your mower. Propane tank, clearly your cars. We are putting fire suppression in our garage. Like, it's happening. I just said to Chris, get that refrigerator out of there. That thing's probably 30 years old. We keep frozen pizza in it.
Telephone number here, 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Quick break. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.